Good morning, I'm Brent Michael Kayeski.
And I'm Shane Patrick Coop. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the radio show where each week we keep you up to date on everything that's news here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last weekend was a great success for the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team. Garrigan went up to Sway City to compete in the Cougar Invitational Tournament at North Kossuth, and they ended up having two teams among the top eight that made playoffs. The team of Joe Daly, Ethan Dalhauser, Shane Coop, and Joe Stroff had a perfect record in the preliminary rounds, with victories over Sioux Central, North Kossuth, Clay Central Everly, and West Bend Mallard. They beat Humboldt in the opening round of playoffs to advance to the Final Four. Then they lost to Class 4A, Ankeny, and Southeast Polk to take fourth place out of 47 teams in the tournament.
A second Garrigan team also made playoffs. Sam Norland, Rebecca Erdman, Brittany Birdie, and Katrina Even defeated North Kossuth, Clay Central Everly, Central, and Armstrong-Ringstead in preliminaries. They lost in the opening round of the playoffs to the top-seeded team from Boyden Hall and officially finished in eighth place overall. The Bears will be in action again next weekend when they play at Eagle Grove. Congratulations to Coach David Burrow and the Quiz Bowl team.
It's intramural basketball time again. Numbers are down a bit this year, but it still should be a great season of competition. There are five teams vying for the top spot in 2007. Adam Finley is the captain of the senior team, which also includes Chris Lobach, Tony Rouse, Chris Scoba, Joe Daly, Dustin Tindall, Spencer Eisen, and Chris Kassman. Their biggest competition will be probably from a junior team captained by Nick Birdie. Nick's teammates include Dylan Frecking, Chris Gilhouse, Kent Recker, Shane Koo, Peyton Schindler, Jake Grind, Ben Golzer, and DJ Thompson.
There are two different sophomore teams. The first includes Captain David Miller, plus Dan Childress, Brian Funk, Chris Kellner, Jack Bradley, Brad Richter, Richard Forberger, and Ethan Gish. Chris Hansen's team is a mixture of sophomores and juniors that includes Ben Hellman, Alec Buckle, Jacob Zitrich, Sam Norland, Holly Berkland, Randy Kenyon, and Jake Lane. The final team is a group of freshmen, with Mike Mergen as their captain. Other team members are Luke McCall, Devin Tindall, Elijah Gelhouse, DJ Belletti, Dylan Kolash, and Ryan Wakefield.
Intramural games are played Sunday afternoons in the Garrigan Gym. The regular season consists of a double round robin, with every team playing all the others twice. The fun begins tomorrow at 12:30 and continues until after Easter. Garrigan's varsity basketball players referee intramurals. Brian Capation is in charge of things this year. We'll keep you up to date on how intramurals are going as the season goes along.
Have you ever wondered just how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? That was a question four Garrigan students attempted to answer for their statistics project. Logan Wood, Scott Kolash, Chris Kassman, and Tony Rouse presented their results this past week as part of their final exam. And now we know the answer to that age-old question.
After doing a careful sample of 32 people, they found that the boys take an average of 304 licks to reach the center, while girls on an average take 490. They compared the results to take a survey they found on the Tootsie Roll website where mechanical tongue was used. They Electric Licker averaged 364 licks, right in the middle of the results that we got at Garrigan. They did a statistical test on the results and found that while there was a significant difference between how hard boys and girls licked their pops, there really wasn't much of a difference between Garrigan students and the mechanical tongue. You can see pictures of the Tootsie Pop Project on the Garrigan website.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Joe Daly and Liz Erdman. Here to tell you about them is Lee Chester Bashir.
If you ask Joe Daly, he'll tell you he's a gangster from the OC in California. While he was born in Anaheim, Joe has spent most of his life in Iowa. He lives with his aunt in Algona. Joe's main sport is football, and he enjoys intramural basketball. He went to Allstate in the speech last year, and he also keeps busy with choir and quiz bowl. When he graduates, he'd like to go back to California, at least for a visit. Liz Erdman is one of two members of the class of 2007 who will be graduating at semester time. While she's been involved in a number of things in high school, Liz is probably best known for accomplishments in art. She hopes to continue using her artistic talent after high school. We wish both Liz and Joy the best after high school. Back to you, Brent Michael Kayeski.
Thanks, Lee. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, the math team is in action today in Iowa Falls. Then tomorrow, intramural basketball begins.
Monday, the freshman boys host Emmitsburg. The school board meets on Tuesday, and that night there's a basketball quad with Clarion Goldfield. The math team will be serving a spaghetti supper at the games.
We'll miss at 12:45 for teacher in service on Wednesday. The health occupation group will meet that afternoon. Then on Thursday, the freshmen and JV basketball teams face West Bend Mallard. The boys are at home while the girls play at West Bend.
Friday, the varsity hoopsters travel to Webster City. Then on Saturday, there's a district large group speech contest at Lorenz and quiz bowl tournament at Eagle Grove.
That's the Bear Facts for another week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.